to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
This is Max and Friends, and welcome, everybody. It is Sunday night, and I'm in Fort Lauderdale in Florida. How you doing? And check this out. I'm actually broadcasting tonight from the W Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, 401 North Fort Lauderdale Beach Boulevard. This is the place you want to be. Whether you're in Tower 1 or Tower 2, the views are insane. The pool, y'all, check this out. There is a staircase that goes right through the pool to the bar. How you doing? Now, that's what's up. So, thank you, W Fort Lauderdale, W Hotels. What a good group. Good brand. The rooms are nice. The sheets are good. Speaking of sheets, we got Xavier Lewis on tonight, the antidote to R&B. So you're going to want to check that out. And speaking of sheets, you might want to turn down those beds a little bit early tonight. Get the fire going, the bearskin rugs, because we got some hot music here tonight on Max and Friends. We're going to do Hot Topics later, because you know what? Before we do all that, I've got a song for y'all, because we want to get in the Christmas mood. We've got Rolanda Watts. Y'all remember Rolanda Watts from the Rolanda Watts Show? And we've got a new movie that she's doing called Christmas Mail. So I want to get you all in the Christmas mood. How does that sound? So, Ronan, why don't we get a remix of one of my favorite songs, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, remix on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Rolanda Watts when we're back.
Oh, him.
At a very shiny
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends, and I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome tonight. Merry Christmas. I hope that put you in the Christmas mood. Sorry about before. You know, I was eating some good pizza because I'm here in Florida. So if you're in Florida, check out Big Louie's Pizza. I know this is fun, y'all, but it is a good show tonight, and I hope that put you in the Christmas mood. Merry Christmas. Speaking of Christmas, you know what? Whatever happens to those letters that we all write to Santa? Where do they go? Where do they end up? And who's the one dealing with the mail at the post office? Well, there's a new movie y'all got to check out because you are going to love it. It is the family movie of the season. You know what? This is the kind of movie where you feel good movie on who Santa is and who his family is. And there's a surprising twist in it. And it's the kind of movie that you want to get. And you want to get your family all sitting around it because it's going to bring some happy Christmas cheer into your home. And that's what we need. Times are tough. People are down. But this movie's going to turn things around and make you feel real good. And the star of the movie, Rolanda Watts, is in the studio tonight on Max and Friends. Rolanda Watts and Christmas Mail. How you doing, Rolanda?
Max, listen, this is the most magical time of the year, and what helps the magic is being with you, Magical Max. Thank you so much.
Well, you know what? Magical Max couldn't be anything without Christmas Mail and you, because that's why you're here tonight. And we want to plug this movie because I saw the trailer, and there is so much going on in such a fun movie. And it's really like it's a feel-good movie, and that's just from the trailer. So tell us about Christmas Mail.
Max, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I did today. I live in Los Angeles where it was 70-something degrees today, and I have an outdoor Christmas tree and an indoor Christmas tree. I invited some friends over. You know, we did the Hollywood Los Angeles thing. We hiked the canyon, and then we came over and we decorated the tree with T-shirts on and watched the movie Christmas Mail. And I got to tell you, there's something about Christmas that brings out that magical, almost kind of corny spirit in all of us, where we want to sit with the family around the fireplace, around a good movie, decorating a tree, telling old stories, remembering great cookie recipes. And this is a wonderful time to sit with the family and watch Christmas Mail. It's a wonderful romantic comedy about a little girl who loses her family and her uncle, who is a on-the-road rock star, has to make a tough decision to stay home and take care of his niece. So he takes a job in the post office where he meets this wonderfully magical little girl who's writing the letters to Santa. In other words, she's answering the letters from the kids from Santa.
Right.
And
it's
I play
good.
The character Sassy Sally, who works in the post office and says, you know something, you two need to be getting together.
Oh, so
and
you're the
she
love
creates
connection.
A little magic that puts these two together. So it's a love story. It's a romantic comedy. It's a story about a child whose wishes come true. It's about Christmas mail. And guess what? It's about that dinosaur institution called the post office, when people actually sent wonderful letters to Santa.
They do. So you're like the Chuck Woolery of the post office.
Well, you know what? It's a fun thing. Ashley Scott, who you might have seen on NCIS or CSI Miami. AJ
yeah.
Buckley, another wonderful actor who you see in CSI Miami. I mean, these guys are playing serious detective roles. And
right?
to see them playing these fun, lighthearted roles where children are the main focus, family is the main focus, love is the main focus, magic is the main focus. It's a wonderful time to kind of take a step out of the rest of life, because I think this is a time when really, you know, dreams come true for children as well as the adults who watch children have dreams
they
come
do.
True.
You know, this is a time of the year where no matter if it's cold or warm, where you get those onesies. Remember those onesie pajamas and you zip them up?
I know. And those long flannels and the feety pajamas. This is the only time of year we can get away with such things, including eating as much as we do.
That's the truth. And you know what? Now, let's go back to when you were filming this, because, you know, it's kind of funny because I remember you're so you are like all over Facebook and Twitter, and the internet loves you. You love the internet because you're always there posting away. And I remember seeing pictures of you like Christmas in July.
Honey, let me tell you something. We were sitting up there in Santa Clarita. This was a wonderful film to shoot because I learned so much, too. I mean, it looks like a nice Christmassy family film, but shooting it, first of all, we shot it in the dead of summer in California in the desert, Santa Clarita, at the largest postal unit in California. It was fascinating to work in a postal unit. I mean, we take the post office for granted because we send emails so often, and of course Santa will take emails too. But there's some of us who believe in the old-fashioned writing of a letter. It's an American institution.
That's
and
very
the post
much me.
Office, to see what people do to make sure that those letters get home from college, that the Thanksgiving and Christmas cards get out, that the get well letters get there, that the college you just got accepted letters get out there. The post office is such an integral part of our life that is really magic when those letters arrive. And imagine what it feels like to get a letter answered from Santa. This movie is running right now on Time Warner Cable pay-per-view. If you're home right now, you can go check it out. What my friends and I did was we got our computers out and we downloaded it today from Amazon.com and iTunes. And, you know, it's just one of those great things that I'm going to have a Christmas party this year and I'm going to play the movie all during the Christmas party.
I'm going to do the same thing because I have a 9-year-old niece, Lily. She's always on the show. And I sent her, she has a new email address, and she loves getting emails. So I sent her your trailer today, and she was like, she typed back so fast, Uncle Max, can we watch this? I said, baby, I'm in Florida, but when I get back, I said, go, and you can get it right on iTunes. And she
loves Max, you know what, it's so perfect because, well, first of all, you know, the kids can watch it on their telephone, on their phone. Well, we used to call them telephones. They can watch them on their iPhones and their whatever kind of phones now. But the thing about it is, it does. The whole story revolves around a 9-year-old little girl who loses her parents and is raised by her uncle and who wants him to find love. It's really interesting that children give so much to the magic of holidays, whether it's Kwanzaa or it's Hanukkah or it's Christmas or Ramadan. Children have such an integral part of our tradition. And this movie revolves around a child trying to find magic for adults when she's the one going through a tough time. So I think that it's a great film for the whole family to join together.
Let
me tell you what, if you're a young couple going out on date night, this is a cute movie for date night too.
It's a good movie all around. You know, it's the holiday movie that you want to watch. Now let me ask you a question about the movie.
Okay.
What's your favorite scene from the movie?
I think my favorite scene from the movie is when I tell the main character, Ashley Scott, who plays the main character, a girl who actually turns out to be Santa's daughter, which I've got to admit, we've never seen that side of the Santa story. This was exciting to play this because in all the Christmas stories and all the renditions of Christmas that we tell on television and film and radio, I have never seen the daughter of Santa told in this way. But the magical part for my character and my favorite scene was when I helped her believe that all of us, you know, the thing about Christmas is it's really about faith. It's about love and faith. It's about when dreams come true. It's about believing in things that you can't see. I still believe in Santa. And trust me, I'm 9 years old at least 10 times. But I still believe in Santa. And I think that this is a magical time when we believe in things that are not seen. This is where faith really comes in a celebration with community. And whether it's together hanging, like last night I had my friends over, we were hanging ornaments on the Christmas tree and telling old stories that helped us believe in love and helped us believe that people are kind and help us believe in all the spiritual things that come with a holiday and all of the holidays. I think this it was interesting to be, you know, as an actor, I do all kinds of things. I played all kinds of roles. But this was exciting to play somebody who was a magical spirit that helped love happen and to help, you know, the daughter of Santa Claus find her love. And in the post office, too. It's kind of all that kind of corny stuff that makes this holiday what it is.
But you know what, though, Ro? Sometimes corny's good. I think what we've done is we've gone too, you know, extreme in life. And we need to bring it back to the corny part because –
Let me tell you something. Oh, I'm so corny these days, Max. When I put now that I've done, I put my Facebook profile picture is me and antlers. So when I put LMAO, which usually means laughing my certain part of my body off, now it means laughing my antlers off.
You can't start with me with jokes corny like that because I love them. But you know what's funny? It was that picture roll that made me play the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song tonight, so it worked.
Well, you know, you got to have fun. You got to put on your blinking antlers. I went to one of those stores that we love i.e. Target or Target, and, you know, those fun stores where we get great deals. And I bought 3 Christmas sweaters. Now, you know why? I don't know. Maybe it was because of Christmas mail. But this is a time where you bake the cookies, you put on your holiday sweater and your stretchy pants and boots, and you go to the parties and you bring your potluck. And it's just a special time of year. And I think that, you know, so much is going on throughout the year that is so tough for all of us. I mean, there isn't anybody who hasn't felt the brunt of this tough economical time. But to take a moment and hang a wreath, or to smell some pine, or to lift a mistletoe and kiss somebody you love, this is that time where simplicity is magnificent. And I think that something as simple as sending off a letter to Santa is something that we're celebrating in this movie.
And you know what? I love stamps. I love sending out mail. And I really encourage people. You know what? The mail system is still in full effect. You know, they're all waiting. I really think that the postal servers, they really love getting the Santa letters, don't they?
Absolutely. In fact, you know something, Max? There's I know here in Los Angeles, and we can check wherever we are all across the country, the United States Postal Service does offer a it's called Operation Santa.
That's right.
And you can go down to the post office, and I think this is the last week for it. And I know that I'm going to be busy with it. I've been spreading the news to my friends, especially on Facebook and Twitter as well. But you can go down to the post office, check in your area where they have Operation Santa, go down there, look through the letters, adopt a child or a family. And I'm going to tell you what, a lot of the letters are from moms who are saying, Santa, I need your help this year because I can't give anything to my kids. So you adopt a family or a child, and they write the letters, and you be the Santa and make their dream come true.
And you know what, though? Speaking of Target, I know Target and TJ Maxx also, they have their layaway angels.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You can go right into Target or TJ Maxx and pay off someone's layaway for their kids' presents, because that works, too, if you can't make it to your post office in Target.
Oh, that's wonderful. But you know something? When I was a little kid, I remember part of our tradition was we would leave a cup of cocoa and a piece of fruitcake by the fireplace. And in the morning, we would look at the crumbs and the dribble on of the coffee mug, and we knew Santa had been there. Now, we don't know how that happened, but to this day, I knew Santa had been to my house. Like that make dreams come true. So if you could send a Barbie doll to a little girl who never dreamed she would have one, and or American Girl doll, or you know what, the food pantries right now are in desperate need of canned canned foods, the non-perishable goods. Go to the 99-cent store and spend $20, and you've done something magnificent for a poor family or for an elderly or somebody who can't afford to eat at this time of year. So I remember back in the day when Neighbors were charitable, and I think we need to bring that back too. Just dreaming and believing and charitability and kindness is what we celebrate this time of year.
A Christmas to remember, right?
That's right.
And you know what? This is funny because I always refer to my niece around Christmas because that child spirit always, you know, resonates within me.
Absolutely.
And you know what we're doing this year? Is we made a special potion for reindeer.
What is a potion for reindeer? I look at the one sitting in my living room.
Check this out. We took oatmeal and we took brown sugar and we put in a little jar and we sprinkled it with some love and some powdered sugar too. And what that does, kids, is that makes the reindeers come to your house. Come to your house first.
Oh, and then they become reindeers because you remember them every year because they'll come back.
So that's the new thing this year is that my niece was like, we need to make a reindeer potion so that they come here first. I said, look at you, little Lily.
Isn't that something? But you know what's so interesting is that children start their own traditions. And I sit here and I just, as I'm putting up my Christmas decorations, I'm remembering that one wreath from this Christmas and the one I made when I was a kid. And when my grandparents passed on, I still have the ornaments that I gave to them. And it's just that, you know, there's one time a year that this magic happens.
Speaking of ornaments, do you have a favorite ornament?
Oh, listen, I've been posting mine on Facebook. I have a few. I have a wonderful pair of ruby red slippers that are fabulous. I have some glittery butterflies that I put on my tree. I have, of course, my black angels. Everybody needs their own ethnic angel. And I have mermaids.
Well, how wonderful. You know, I'm here in Florida now. I'm going to make a plug at the W Hotel. And I put a great quote the other day. I said, sleeping next to the ocean, I heard the angels whispering.
Oh, well, they whisper wherever you are.
Don't they? And it's magical. Now, I'm glad you spoke about Facebook because everybody wants to follow you. You're so much fun to follow on Facebook. And you put up such motivational things from exercise to the holidays and to enjoying stuff. So where else can people find you besides Facebook?
Well, if you go to – now, listen, when you go to Facebook, go to the Rolanda fan page, the Facebook. And listen, we went up to Runyon Canyon today and got our hike on. Because I don't know about you, but I am going through the, I just had a ball for Thanksgiving and have not stopped, and here comes Christmas. There comes a week where you have to just say no. And this is the week where we are trying to, we're a group of friends, we get together, we go hike, we do anything to kind of counteract all the damage we're doing to ourselves between Thanksgiving and Christmas, because everybody has the great recipe, everybody's having a good time. So we're trying to also incorporate a little exercise and healthy living in that. So follow me on Facebook. Also, Rolanda.com is where I'm blogging a lot. Go to my website and check out my blog. And help me a little bit, y'all. If there are things you want me to talk about or something, I'm trying to get this thing going. So any kind of suggestions would be great. And then, of course, Twitter. You know, I'm Twittering. Just doing a lot of exciting things. But there's a lot going on in L.A., even though it doesn't snow and get cold, as you know, Max. We still are celebrating out here, and all of the holidays, not just Christmas. I'm celebrating Hanukkah with my good friends, Kwanzaa with those of who celebrate that. We're having, you know, we're just—it's a time of celebration and a time of love, and that's and magic. And I think that's we're all shining our lights in any way.
And that's what Christmas mail is all about.
That's right, honey. Get those letters to Santa, and please go to Time Warner Cable pay-per-view. And if you don't have Time Warner, I don't even have Time Warner, and I'm in the movie. I just downloaded it from Amazon.com. You can do it from iTunes as well. And it's a great stocking stuffer for kids and adults as well. So get on that line and buy it. It's only $14. It's a great gift for a kid. And you know, also, you know, Curious George, I play Professor Wiseman. We have a wonderful Christmas DVD out also. So this is a time for children, and I'm being a part of that as well. So please check us out.
Well, you know what, Rolanda Watts, you brought magic here to LA Talk Radio for the holiday season. And, you know, we're really kicking it off. We've been playing our Christmas music, I think, since after Thanksgiving. But this is the first time really talking about the feel good, you know, the good warm hug of Christmas. And you just gave it to us here.
Well, Mac, you know, I appreciate you playing the holiday music after Thanksgiving. I've been doing that, too, because if you start at Christmas playing your holiday music, by the time you get to all the good old tunes, Christmas is over. So I agree with you. Start a little early. Bring the cheer in, spread the cheer, spread the love.
And spread Christmas mail, everybody.
Yes, please do. I love
right,
you,
Rolanda.
Max. You're so supportive. And you know what I love about you, Max, and your friends? You have the spirit of joy all year long. And that's why it's always a joy to talk with you and spend time with you. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Well, you know what? There's that good old church song, Can't Take Away My J-O-Y, right?
Hey, can't take away, don't let anybody take
anybody
your
take
joy.
Away. That's right.
That's right.
Well, joy to the world, Rolanda Watts.
Absolutely. And joy to you, Max, and all of your friends. Joy to the world.
And you know what? We're going to have you back on soon because there's a lot of stuff going on with you every day. So
well, listen, you know, listen, you have me back on next month because, you know, the first scripted sitcom is going to be on TV One. And I play it's a sitcom called Love That Girl, Tatiana Ali. You may remember from Will Smith's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the little girl who's now grown up to be a fabulous woman. And I play her crazy godmother on Love That Girl. It'll be the first scripted series on TV One a month from today. So please check us out because we'll be launching. And that's a whole nother thing. But
we're going to have you
some
back.
Exciting things coming up. Yeah, I'll come back. I'll
we're
come back.
We're going to have you back and back and back and back. Don't you worry about that.
Okay, well, I love you, Max. Thanks so much.
Love you, too. And before you bounce, let everyone know that this is Rolanda Watts, and they're listening to Max and Friends.
Honey, this is Rolanda Watts, and you are listening to Max Tucci and Friends, and I'm one of them.
Thank you, Rolanda. Have a joyous Christmas. Christmas Mail is the movie, and I'm going to talk to you real soon, Ro.
Okay, happy holidays, everybody. Thank you so much, Max. Big kiss to you.
Likewise.
Okay, have fun tonight.
We will. Right, we're going to have a good time. Bye, Ro.
Okay, bye, Max.
Rolanda Watts was here tonight. How much? Let me tell y'all. You know what? If you were thinking about Christmas and you weren't going to do it, now's your time to do it because Rolanda Watts was just here. And Christmas Mail is the movie. Whether you get it on iTunes, Amazon, or if you got Time Warner Cable, check it out. It's right on pay-per-view. You don't even have to go out of the house anymore. You can just click your remote and you got a movie. And Rolanda Watts is in it. And she's going to make you laugh, cry, and feel good. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Now, listen, we're going to swing into something real quick. I got to say, of course, Delta.com. How you doing? I love Delta.com. They got me here. Flights are on sale now, so check out Delta.com. And you know what's actually pretty cool about Delta is that even though that this is the busiest time of the year, they are very professional, and they will get you to where you need to go comfortably and affordably because flights are on sale now at Delta.com. Now, you know what? No matter where you are, whether it's California, New York, or Florida, where I am right now at the W Hotel, it is freezing. And tomorrow's going to be 33 degrees. So you know what's on my mind, everybody? A variety cruise. Small ships for inquisitive minds. That's their slogan. And the reason why is because they will take you to some phenomenal places. Tales of the Adriatic. You can even go to Egypt and check out the kings and pharaohs. And also, everybody, since you're checking things out, check out varietycruises.com. All right. Well, now listen, we're going to go from that mood of love, because Rolanda was basically the love connection at the post office, to me right here, Max and Friends. I'm going to be your love connected tonight. And the reason, we've got the antidote to R&B, and his name is Xavier Lewis. Now, listen, y'all, you got to get ready tonight, because tonight's the night that if you want to make some babies, let me tell y'all right now, this is the music that's going to get you all some babies. He is like the Barry White of the 2000s, okay? So get the beds ready, light the fires, get the bearskin rugs ready, light some candles, turn off the lights, get some wine out or whatever your drink is, and get ready. Because this is the music that's going to bring you the mood of love, what Christmas mail is to the children. This is to y'all making them. So I'm going to play you a little song. Now, let me tell you, I got a great email from Xavier Lewis, and I got all his music prior. But y'all know him because he has been, you ready for this, on America's Got Talent. He's one of the top 12 finalists in the GL lottery. So y'all know from Atlanta what that's about. That's some big stuff. So you know he can sing. But I'm going to let you know how he sings, because right here on Max and Friends, we're going to play Back Into It by Xavier Lewis on Max and Friends.
Let me have my way. With a blip in your sheets real slow. Why you taking off your clothes? I'ma lick it, kiss you, twist you, dip you, make you feel it in your toes. You were hiding in your body, it got me going crazy. Make a brother wanna lock it down and let you be my buzzer, baby. Tonight's the night, baby, it's gonna really get crazy, cause it's time to turn your lights out. Let you see the silhouette of what I'm talking about. Till the seat is far from your face. If you want it, I got it. You got that sensual seduction. And I'ma eat it up until a physical eruption. Baby, it's time to turn the lights out. don't let go. We gon' rock and we gon'
rock. We gon' rock and
roll down to the floor.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and that was the antidote to R&B, Xavier Lewis, Back Into It. Y'all felt that, right? Doing 80 and a 65, y'all know that feeling, right? Feeling like, you know, you want to get your groove on, everybody. Well, we hope you're getting your groove on here tonight at Max and Friends. Speaking of, I got to say hi to some people who are tuning in, to Dr. Bart and Dr. Tracy. Thank you all for tuning in. And you know what? We got to get the man of the minute right now, who's going 80 and a 65 himself, because he is all over the place, flying down the highways. Pull up your mic, yeah. Xavier Lewis, and welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it, man. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. You know, we've been blowing you up on Twitter, and everybody's been like, who is this? Where did you find him? I was like, look, there's a power behind Twitter and Facebook that y'all need to get on. Get on it. Now, look, we're just going to get right into this, because I've got a whole slew of people that are like, we want to know about Xavier. So tell us a little bit about you growing up and how you got into this music industry.
Definitely, man. You know, Xavier Lewis, the antidote to R&B, as you said. Born in Queens, New York, raised all my life in Miami, Florida. So you're right there at home, you know, and now reside in the Atlanta GA area. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of toured.
The ATL.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta, man. Just crazy. Toured earlier in my career as a background artist, professionally behind some people, mainly an artist out of Florida by the name of Urban Mystic. And from there, just went on to, you know, for bigger and better things. You know what I'm saying? I signed a record deal in 06. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of artists out there could relate to this. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a good situation for me. It wasn't a profitable or progressive signing. But, you know, we got out of it. We're here today. And that's why y'all able to hear my voice on the records now. So that's what's up.
Now, listen, how did you get the title, Antidote to R&B?
Man, you know, so many people, so many fans, you know, my own people that's a part of my company, my manager, you know, my marketing guy, man. I mean, everybody, they always come up to us and they like, man, we're so tired of what's on the radio. We're so tired of just kind of like, you know, we call it cookie cutter, you know, these cookie cutter songs. And they always speak about my vocal style, message of song. It's really that real rhythm and blues. You know what I'm saying? It's that real rhythm and blues. And so, you know, the antidote to R&B. Hey, I'm serving up the remedy, man. I'm gonna give the people what they want. So you know what I'm saying? We just been in the lab working on the remedy for them.
You are giving them the remedy. Now let me tell you something. We got to go back to this whole industry. All right,
yeah.
And I want to know who inspired you as an artist to come up with these lyrics, but also to get that voice perfected.
Well, you know what? I started off singing in the church. You know, I sang my first solo at 6. And growing up, you know, I heard so much, boy, you're going to be a preacher when you grow up. I kind of took this, I kind of made this promise to myself that I promised myself I would never, ever become a preacher. But I took this. You know, just this incredible passion and love towards music. And like I said, sang my first solo at 6, and the response was just crazy. It was a wrap after that. Been doing music and pursuing it ever since. you know, really, really, when it comes to this industry, you know what I'm saying? Just getting back to kind of like the question, when it comes to this industry, wow, America's Got Talent, Today Show. I'm gonna tell you some stuff about that. You go ahead. I ain't even go over talking. You go ahead.
No, look, people want to know. Now I just got a Twitter from a girl named Sophie, and she lives in Atlanta, and she wants to know, are you single?
Sophie, what's up? What's up? Am I single? You know, I'm. I think. How can I answer that?
I'll tell you how to answer this, okay? Because I have this comes along all the time. And as a singer, you could say, you know what? I am single, and you can buy it online. Just promote
definitely
your music.
So. You know what I'm saying? Entitled, I know I'm. You already know.
Right. Now, speaking of, you know, this is not the first time this song that we're going to play in a little bit has been on the radio. I Know I'm in Love. How do you know you're in love? And how did you write this song? What inspired you?
Well, you know, brother from another, Gerard Foster, he wrote the record, Call Me Up, X-Men. I got an incredible song. I went over to the studio and the rest was history. You know what I'm saying? But it definitely just really describes, you know, what true love, should stand on, what it should, represent, what true relationship should be about. It's an endless classic record that you and yours and your mother and father, your grandma and granddad, like they all could play the record and find themselves and the stage of where they are as a couple in it, you know. And I know it's definitely making headlines throughout the states, and people are really vibing to the record, so y'all gonna love it for sure.
All right, you are gonna love it. So without any further ado, the only way you're gonna love it is if you hear it. So everyone, get ready, sit back. Put your radios up now, because we want you to hear I Know I'm in Love by Xavier Lewis on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Everything, that's what she was. The first time I recognized beauty, it was her. She had long, long hair, smooth brown skin, like Dream would say, Shawty is a teen. Hey, she's my lover and my friend, my joy, my happiness within. She's my rider, I'm her provider. Ooh. And when I'm beside her, she makes my day brighter.
I know I'm in love. Totally, you and me. This is how it's supposed to be. I thank God that you chose me to be the one you love. It's clear to see I need you here with me to be the one now.
My Mona Lisa, one in a million, like Aaliyah. Always there when I need, I'd be a fool to leave. So precious, so, so real. This is something that I thought I could never be. No, it's something.
Welcome back. This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, and I got Xavier Lewis in the house. And that y'all, that was a song I Know I'm in Love.
Hey.
Now, and he's telling us that love is more than just a word to say. And that it is. That song, you know, let me tell you, that song, you know, when I intro'd you earlier, I was like, you're the Barry White of the 2000s. You're going to make a lot of women pregnant. Not you personally, but your music.
Crazy, man. Crazy. I mean, you know, yeah, that's what's up, man. Just, you know, that's what the R&B record would do, man. It would draw people together. It would speak on church. It would speak on family. It would speak on, you know, it just community. It would touch on all of that. You know, struggle, yet triumph and victory. You know, that's what real rhythm and blues is about. So that's what's good. I'm glad you're feeling it, man.
I'm feeling it. And you know what? So is everybody else, because my Twitter account is blowing up right now with questions. But you know what, guys? We're not opening up the lines tonight. So just because we're so limited on time.
Man, I can't talk to them, Max. I can't talk to them.
You know what? You could talk to them. You could tell all those girls out there how much you love them. So why don't you give them your message right now?
Oh, no, definitely. Definitely, man. It's Xavier, the antidote to R&B. Y'all listening to my voice right now. Ladies, y'all stay sexy. Y'all stay beautiful. Definitely love each and every last one of you all. And I'm going to just stay true to the music, man, and deliver it the way you see fit.
Now, speaking of seeing fit, you got a fly website that stays fit every day, XavierLewis.com. You've got so much going on there, and people love it. You know, I've been sending it around the way through Facebook, and everyone's hitting it up, and they're like, we love this guy's website. So I know you want to give some props to the designers.
Oh, yeah. Big ups to Quick, man. My boy Lamont, company out here in Atlanta. I mean, the work speaks for itself. You know, we get so many compliments on the site, man. It's just crazy. They'll take, you know, he took my vision and was able to bring it to life. So, you know, I'm really proud of the site. Y'all could go there, you know, read up on me through the bio, see video footage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Check it out. Xavier Lewis. Now, let me ask you a quick question. People want to get to know you, so there's only one way to do that is by asking questions. So I have some questions for you, and I want to know, where do you see yourself, let's say, in 5 years?
You know what? In 5 years, it won't even really be about the music. You know, already a CEO of Millennium Soul Music Group, you know, the newest, hottest label to definitely hit the industry. It'll be about the company. You know, it'll be about the brand, Xavier Lewis, being a household name. It'll go from, you know, the CD, the music, to, you know, the book or the movies, to the clothing line, and you know, just whatever else is in store. Definitely, we have a lot of things that fits the business module, if I may say. But in 5 years, man, we're looking at Grammys. We're looking at the billboards. We're looking at
you
the
are
charts, man.
I planting mean, those seeds. Now, listen, you've been living since from New York to Florida to Atlanta. If there's any place you could live, where would you want it to be?
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Miami is home. You know what I'm saying? Miami is home. So, you know, it's nothing like once you're kind of in a state where you just kind of want to chill. You just want to go out on your yacht every day. You know, I could move back home to Miami, you know what I'm saying, get something out on Star Island. But, I mean, for the most part, I love the Maryland area. Excuse me. You know, the Maryland area, Atlanta. I mean, what you get for your money here is just crazy.
It's worth it. All right. Now, here we go. Crazy. You know what? Before we let you go, I want you to give us a little story on Georgia Clay and how it came to your mind.
Hey, you know what? Georgia Clay resembles just the everyday, realistic, you know, struggle, or not even struggle so much, but just, you know what I'm saying? You work hard to make ends meet, to take care, handle your responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? You put things in perspective. Like, Georgia Clay is that record. You know, we hear so many records about party, party, party. Cars, jewelry, this, that, this. But yet, at the same time, Georgia Clay says, look, listen, you know, busting my tail on the 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? Georgia Clay is that record. And, yo, when it hurts, you say, ouch. But at the end of the journey, at the end of the struggle, you know, at the end of the hard work, you know, at the end of circumstance comes triumph and victory. So that's the one thing that, you know, when I was writing the record, it's one thing to take people realistically. You know, so many people say, man, I know the record is called Georgia Clay, but I'm in New York, and it sounds like, you know, you're speaking about my hood. You know, I got people in California. Man, it sounds like you're speaking about my hood. It's just reaching everybody.
It's global.
Yeah, it's definitely a global record. And, that's what's up. That's what I'm doing.
What you're doing.
Yes, yes.
And you know what? Yes. Triumph and victory does sound like it's yours. Not only is it part of your songs, but it's you as a character, as a human being, as a person here on this earth. You got triumph and victory because you're making it. You're doing your thing. Xavier Lewis here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Xavier, do me a favor and let everyone know that this is Xavier Lewis and you listen to Max and Friends.
Yo, this is Xavier Lewis, the antidote to R&B, and you're listening to Max and Friends. You know it. Right now.
You know it. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to let you go. We're going to let you go back into the studio, create more music so we can play it here on LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends. And
you know
next
what?
Time I come to Atlanta, I'm going to hit you up. Tell me.
Yo, do that, man. Do that. We're going to be looking out for you, man. Millennium Soul Music Group, man. We'll make sure you got VIP treatment from the airplane to the highway, man, to the byway. You know what I'm saying? But
that's
even before we get out of before I get out of here, Max, you know, I definitely, everybody, you be sure, look me up on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealXavierLewis, www.xavierlewis.com. You know what I'm saying? Please, when you go to the website, be sure to join the mailing list. Trust me, the things that will keep you all abreast on, you know, it'll be incredible. A lot of stuff going on. Yeah,
and you know what? I got to say thank you to Valerie Lewis because she made this possible. So big shout out to Valerie Lewis.
Yeah, big ups to Val. We call her in-house Oprah. You know what I'm saying? She hold me down. You know, it's my sidekick. You know what I'm saying? We call her in-house Oprah.
There you go. And we got in-house Xavier Lewis. We got Georgia Clay here on Max and Friends. Xavier, have a wonderful night. Be blessed and happy Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Georgia Clay by Xavier Lewis on Max and Friends.
Oh, okay.
Busting my tail on a 9 to 5, just to keep up, try to stay alive. Promise my lady we gon' be alright. She be crying while she praying for a better life. Hustling on the side for a bag of rice. Gotta feed the fam, gotta pay the price. Gotta keep trucking through this Georgia clay. Gotta stay searching for a better day. Gotta keep my faith, they'll make a way. Gotta get extended so the gas can pay. Sweet Georgia, hold me down. Keep my feet planted on solid ground. From the New York home to the Florida shine. Up to the Maryland, D.C. line. Back down south, red peaches prime. Sweet Georgia's where I reside. Tell me why do I have to cry out? Tell me why should I even pray? Tell me why try to worry about anything? Tell me why should I lose my head? Tell me why do I have to cry out? Tell me why should I even pray? Why would I think about trying to doubt when I could take it to the Lord in prayer? Sweet Georgia, Georgia, Georgia Clay. Trying to make it through to Georgia, Georgia, Georgia Clay. Sweet Georgia.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Y'all had a good night tonight? That was a good song, Georgia Clay. It's Georgia. I'm not even going to try to sing. We'll leave that to Xavier Lewis. Y'all check him out. Thank you, Valerie Lewis, for bringing that in-house Oprah. We love you for bringing Xavier to us. Y'all been blowing up my Twitter. Keep it going, Max Tucci. You know where to find me on Twitter. Hey, Ronan, speaking of Twitter, can we get a hot topic in real quick?
Hey, y'all, guys and girls. Pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on Max and Friends.
Pick a topic because you know we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. Well, listen, I got to tell y'all something. I want to rant. Now, I know we're in the Christmas mood. We're all feeling good right now. We're all happy. We're all doing our thing. But there's a little thing called Twitter. Now, I got pissed off the other day, and I'm going to tell you the truth because it is the holidays and everybody's busy. I love everybody, and I got patience of a saint. But let me tell you something. I brought a car in to get service at Mercedes-Benz, but I'm not going to tell you where. Until next time, unless they fix this situation. And I posted on Twitter how pissed off I was. And guess what?
the COO of Mercedes-Benz got in contact with me via Twitter. The power of Twitter. Now, the bottom line is this. I'm not here to cause trouble for anybody. But if I bring in a car to get service and your service advisor hangs up on me, you better believe that I'm going to get up on Twitter and I'm going to blast messages out there, not slanderous, just to let you all know what's up. So on that note, Twitter could be used for the positive or the negative. But if you're going to use Twitter, I suggest you use it strictly as the positive. On that note, Christmas is here and the holiday spirit's in the air. So let me tell you guys something. Go on to Twitter right now. Follow Rolanda. Follow Xavier. Get all that going and tweet some good things. Because if you want to tweet some bad things, there's going to be a new website for that. And that's our hot topic on Max and Friends. Speaking of, everybody, I've got to wrap this show up. It's been a lot of fun being here tonight. I got to say thank you to T-Mobile because you know what? I would be nowhere without my cell phone. So T-Mobile.com, thank you so much. And my sidekick, I know it's a rare thing that no one has them anymore. And I thank you for keeping your service department of sidekicks open just for me. So on that note, I'm going to wrap this show up before I don't have a show anymore. Because I'm going overtime, but we love you for listening. Thank you so much. Be inspired. And guys, think about this question. If I were yesterday and you were tomorrow, where would we be today? Ronan, thank you so much for all your help on the show tonight. You're always a good help. And with that, you couldn't do the show. So thank you to Ronan in LA. Thank you to the W Hotel, Delta.com, VarietyCruises.com, and Big Louie's Pizza. I'm going to get my munch on. Have a great week, everybody, and take life to the max.